we will be having a veteran town hall meeting to announce our opening of a Shelbyville VA clinic. It will be at 30 West Rampart Street here in Shelbyville. And this will give veterans an opportunity to come out, hear what the VA is planning to do in Shelbyville. But it also, if they haven't enrolled in VA healthcare, they will have that opportunity to enroll in VA healthcare. We also have Veteran Benefits Administration and National Cemetery Administration there as well, so they can speak with them about any benefit questions they have.
That Rampart Street address is familiar to people who visit with doctors here in this community in Shelbyville for several years, so I see a tie with major health partners here.
That is correct. We do have, we are having a relationship with Major Hospital, and we're very grateful for the opportunity that they're giving us to provide us clinic space.
You mentioned veterans enrolling in VA healthcare. I don't know if it's a simple answer, but how do they do such a thing?
So it is actually pretty simple. There's many different routes that a veteran can go about to enroll in VA healthcare. They can enroll online at vets.gov. They can come to the Veteran Town Hall and enroll there in person. And once the clinic is up and open, they will also be able to enroll at the clinic. Or they can also call a national enrollment number at 877-222-8387. And they are open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
I know that most every veteran at least has familiarity with the Richard L. Rautebush Center in Indianapolis. What kind of services does VA offer? And I know we're probably even going to touch on the fact that a lot of veterans probably don't know everything that's out there available to them.
That is correct. So at the VA Medical Center, we have a lot of different services that are offered. Primary care, mental health, lots of specialty services, inpatient and outpatient services. But for the clinic that we're trying to reach out into the communities, we're going to be able to offer services closer to home. Some of those specialty services may not be offered at this outpatient clinics. Veterans may still have to travel downtown to Indianapolis, but they will have the opportunity to have care closer to home.
There is certainly a benefit to that. Recently, the representatives Mike Neese with Blue River Medicar, which provides transportation to those seeking medical care, was in, and we were talking about some of the things his service has to offer. If you can go to Shelbyville as opposed to going to Indianapolis for your care, that's going to be exciting for some people.
That is right. And that is our ultimate goal, is we want to bring the services closer to our veterans' homes so they don't have to travel as far.
With veterans, there's so many different insurance services out there. Let's say they have an outside health insurance. What does that mean to them as far as seeking VA care?
So even if a veteran has outside health insurance, they're still eligible to be seen at the VA. Now, we do have certain eligibility requirements they have to meet, but that will be discussed if they would like to speak with a benefit specialist. If you have a billable insurance, the VA can bill for those services and reduce your copay costs at the VA.
VA coming into Shelbyville with a clinic, and the conversation and the information on that coming up next week. Let's touch again on the town hall meeting. Do you need to RSVP to come, for example, or just come out for that session on the 7th?
Nope, it is just open to the public and to veterans and their families. They are more than welcome to show up. We will open the doors probably around about 5:30. The actual program will begin at 6, and we'll be able to answer any questions and assist our veterans before and after the scheduled program.